Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with TG Watkins, which means we're going to be focusing a bit more on the charts, going to start off with the broad averages and then dive down into some of the more well-known, let's say, tech stocks, as well as maybe even get a comment on the precious metals. TG is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also the editor of the Profit Pilot website, which I will link to below. Now, TG, look, broad average-wise, right when we turn the corner into April, the market's lost that upward momentum. It's been about 3 weeks in a row that markets went down, and last week they got a little bit of a bounce, but look, still a bit off their highs. A lot of the bears jumping on saying this is the start of a much bigger correction. The markets have fully topped. I think it's way too early to make that call, but what's your assessment of the calendar turning over to Q2 and the markets pulling back?
Well, some of the people would talk about tax day. So it is interesting to see that the market started pulling back just before that. So maybe people needed to cash in some of their winnings and positions in order to help pay for taxes. And then, of course, the market actually rebounded the day after tax day. So just kind of interesting to see those things. But leading up to that, we were expecting this pullback. The internals and everything else that I look at, everything was just pegged to the upside. And you know, at some point, there's just no more room left to go to the upside. And so we were looking forward to start correcting and pulling back. It took about 2.5 weeks longer to start than I was expecting. I was like, okay, we can see the gauges telling us like we need to be careful up here. And then it finally happened. It's like, okay, good. Then there's the trigger. Let's keep watching this. And for me, the first target was the S&P weekly 21 EMA. And we perfectly came down and hit that. And then as it was coming into that area, we could see again with the internals that the rest of the market had already basically bottomed and started coming up. We could actually see the turn in other names before the S&P actually did it. So Friday, I think it was not last Friday, but two Fridays ago, the markets were really super heavy and they were getting hit by, you know, basically semis and tech. So that was a big, big down day. But that was it. That was the washout. And on a Monday, things bounced back up. And we saw that with the internals as well. So we started seeing things starting to turn around a few days before that. So like Wednesday, Thursday, and then finally the market itself caught up to it. So, you know, we're just kind of in this range now. I do think that we need to see some sort of pullback from this area, because this is just the first bounce. You know, we pulled back, we bounced. Now I need to see it retest support and go from there.
So TG, the big question being, is this a natural market correction? Again, it's also too early to tell that, but what levels would you like to see the market rebound off of to not get you more concerned that this is some bigger issue?
Yeah, this is all pretty normal so far, and it's hard to actually say where I think it's going to go next. I'm just saying that from this bounce, we need to go lower to kind of have the rest of the market show its hands. But when we look at the end of the summertime, basically, we went into a 3-month correction that came down 10%. That one was actually quite long and protracted on it. This one, I don't know, a lot of damage actually got done in the early part of the pullback. And, you know, we're looking at the majority of stocks, I think about 30%, well, 70% of stocks are now below their 50-day SMA, which is a pretty good level for it to bounce. But I'm wondering if we're going to see that come down a little bit lower on this next pullback. So that's kind of the internals that I'm looking at to see what this does. But we're seeing good moves out there that rebound. And so there's still good energy out there. I just have to wait for the test of support. And that's kind of, you know, at this point, it's just a little bit of a waiting game while we look for that to unfold.
About the tech sector, we had some pretty strong earnings out of some of the well-known, let's say, Magnificent Seven stocks, but we do also have some of the AI chip makers off their highs. The NASDAQ has rebounded a bit stronger than the S&P, but still off of its highs. What are you seeing in the tech sector?
Yeah, that one seemed a little bit mixed. I mean, we got Meta that got kind of rocked. Netflix came down. Amazon was mixed. Microsoft up. Google obviously up big. So I don't know. I think it just depends on what the investors liked for each report. And it may not actually be about the numbers. I mean, Meta, I think, got hit because of, you know, their direction with the company. And I think investors were trying to send a signal to, you know, call it Zuckerberg and whatever, where they're going with that. But then you see Tesla, and Tesla's up, even though it missed all of its numbers, and it's because of the idea about them creating a more affordable car. So I think it was more about guidance as opposed to actually numbers and their future paths of where they're steering the companies.
What about some of the small cap stocks too? It's something that I know a lot of the bears, again, have been focused on. Small caps have been lagging this market. We still have the Russell 2000, again, off of its highs and off of even just recent levels to start off April. It has been a little bit weaker. Are you still seeing some weakness in the small caps?
Yeah, and they're still kind of weak because interest rates. Interest rates are still up, and there's, you know, I guess the whole thing about higher for longer still is in play, and the market was a little bit ahead of its skis when they thought that they were going to get interest rate cuts earlier in the year and probably multiple of them. Those hopes and dreams seem to be kind of dwindling as time goes on. So we'll have to even see if Jerome Powell wants to cut at all this year. I think that's what people are starting to wonder.
Maybe we'll get some more information on that this Wednesday, but also maybe not. He might kind of tread that line of saying they want to cut, but they're not doing it now. Let's talk time frame, because the markets, they were running really all through November, December, January, February, March, and then right on April 1st, it seemed like they turned over. Any significance to the start of Q2, the time frame as to when these markets started to roll over?
You know, it's a possibility because, you know, big firms and companies like to keep things in either quarters or months or end of year. You know, you just see that sometimes these things do matter as far as, you know, what's on the books or performance of a quarter. You get some sort of a rebalancing, a reallocation. That could be some of it, too. And so when the market was running for so well, I think kind of the invisible hands were like, hey, let's keep this thing up and close the quarter so that we actually have good numbers to post. You know, they get their bonuses. They can now say, look how well we did. And I would not be surprised to think that there is some of that around as to timing.
Any sectors in particular that are standing out to you in terms of outperformance here that haven't shown the same weakness as the broad averages?
Well, probably the precious metals, you know, they're still doing well and holding up. I mean, they had a really big move finally because these things have been setting up on monthly charts. And so there's going to be a bit of momentum from there. So they've kind of backed off a little bit, but yeah, nowhere near what the rest of the market has done. Crypto, they're moving with the rest of the market. Copper, you know, some of the other commodities, you know, they're doing well. But for the most part, a lot of things kind of got hit with this because it was such a big pullback with the market that everything needed to come down a little bit because things were just too extreme to the upside.
How do you take this move in commodities, where commodities broadly higher, but it's been also in the face of a stronger dollar and also higher interest rate?
Yeah, you know, sometimes things matter and sometimes they don't. And it used to be probably a few months ago that an increasing dollar was harder on precious metals and commodities. But something in the world triggered out there, and now these things are running, and so is the dollar, and they disconnected. Doesn't matter right now. So, you know, it matters until it doesn't matter until it doesn't matter, and that's one of these situations that we're seeing right now, that something is going on out there that people decided, okay, commodities are where it's at right now.
Now, how about gold and silver? As you said, they went on a strong run. They have broadly moved sideways, a little bit off their highs, but not shown any real significant weakness considering how quickly they ran. And that all started at the very beginning of March. What are you looking for in, say, either the gold or silver chart to confirm that maybe this is just a digestion of that strong move higher and there could be another leg higher?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just that. We're going to have to see how long this is. I mean, when NVIDIA took off on its latest big, big move, it had actually flagged sideways for several months, and then it finally took off. Same thing with SMCI. So with gold coming out of just a huge monthly level, I do think that there's going to be some more upside, but, you know, it can't do it all at once. It's going to have to happen in phases and stair steps, and so we'll have to look and see where this thing comes down to. You know, sideways obviously means that it's going to be pretty strong, but we've got to give it some time. You know, these things basically just sprint and then they have to catch their breaths a little bit. I mean, you even look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin has now basically been resting in a prolonged fashion, and I think eventually it's going to go up again too. But, you know, we just have to figure out when that timing is. And I think, yeah, something like Bitcoin, it needed more of a rest because it had run so big and for so long. And I think gold is trying to not play catch up, but basically it's still new in its move. And so I think probably a smaller pullback and a smaller rest is likely to happen.
Okay, so you'd be looking for another leg higher then, possibly sometime soon. What's on the horizon here that you're going to be watching for, considering we're through a lot of earnings season? However, we do still have a lot of retail earnings to come. We do have a Fed meeting this week, but that's usually just short-term volatility, and people aren't expecting a big change there. What could change the narrative? What could really solidify some future trends in your eyes?
Well, as I said, we just need to go through this process. The market was so bullish for several months that everything just ran and there was no place else for it to go. So this is pretty normal as far as what's happening right now. And I also, with the Fed coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if the market actually pulls back based on whatever they say or don't say, rather. And because I'm just expecting it. We've had the market bounce, great, and we can't just keep going up from there. We need to have it come back down and actually test some supports and confirm that this thing is actually ready to go swing long again. Right now, it's not. Right now, we're still in pullback territory. We're still trying to shake out some weak hands. We're still trying to find value, and it just needs to come down a little bit. And as I said, I have a feeling that the market is going to use the FOMC as an excuse for something like that. But then I watch the internals. I like to look at the charts. I like to see where all the stocks are in relation to their moving averages. And then we also look at the put call ratio. And last week, the put call ratio did get up over one, which is also why we kind of sparked the market coming up. But I think we need to actually see a prolonged prints and readings over one in order to really help define an actual bottom. So I think we've got some more work to do on the downside.
Okay, so potentially some more weakness here, but again, not necessarily something to get overly concerned about, but we're in kind of this mixed market right now where it ran for a while. Now it's digesting. Let's see where the next trend is. Still a lot of bulls out there, rightfully so. Look at how quickly these markets have rebounded, but hey, you never know. There are always some warning signs that could push markets lower. TG, great chatting with you. Always appreciate your comments. As I mentioned, I'll post a link to your website, The Profit Pilot. That's where everyone can follow along with you. And we'll chat again in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your week.